morning you got Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
And you have a not necessarily the news with fresh stories proudly served up daily. But if you're a bargain shopper, there are really great deals on some of our day-old stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get those later on in the show. We welcome our worldwide audience. We are streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. See what you can hear.
Like team viewing, but not updating.
Well, this is actually working today. Tonight's lead story is about, took a step forward, perhaps, before our 747, as we talked about. KB and Heather Lee, first ever peace summit for Elon and the Donald. Elon said last night, some of his posts last week about Trump, quote, mm-hmm. went too far.
You think?
No formal apology, and there was no, never a present of the word sorry. I didn't see sorry anywhere.
Didn't
in that,
he say, but, I know you are, but what am I? Because that's the true Gen X, like, throwdown.
We're kind of there. It's teetering. I don't know. But this is a nice step, half step, maybe even forward. He says he regrets some of his posts. He doesn't say which ones. I would think the Epstein one, probably. But this comes on the fact that this kind of got buried a little bit early yesterday. The Donald said he wish Musk well. And that was it. So, just in case this doesn't end up working out for Elon, Russia yesterday offered Elon political asylum if he would like to use it.
Fabulous.
The Donald's willing to just asylum, not political, just he's willing to do
that. They sound similar, but they're very, very different. So Billy Ray back in the gossip file today, and not the most popular member of his family. His son Trace is very, very displeased with dear old dad and blasted him on Instagram, saying that Billy Ray would not fly to California for his late grandmother's funeral, but went all the way to Paris for a fashion show. Says it's simply downright pathetic that he's so hungry for fame. He also alleges that a very popular and wealthy member of the family even offered a $60,000 private jet so Billy Ray could attend the funeral. But no. He also followed him up saying the next day that his dad is the lamest man to ever walk planet Earth.
That's
related news. His girlfriend Liz Hurley turned 60 yesterday and celebrated, as all supermodels do, by posing without her clothes on social media. So if you're doing this and you're trying to get the thirst trap thing, it's not original. There's other ways to get good attention, girls.
So I'm guessing Father's Day Sunday is not going to be big in the Cyrus
family. I don't know. I have a feeling he may not be getting that soap on the rope this year.
As we approach Father's Day coming up this Sunday, a list of the best TV dads came out yesterday of all time. Somehow, TV Guide still exists, and they did this. It includes Mike Brady from The Brady Bunch.
Aw, Mike.
Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Peg.
Ward Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver. Howard Cunningham from Happy Days. Tom Bosley. That was a good one.
Howard really does not get the respect that he deserves.
Elsewhere on the list, you had Tim the Toolman Taylor, Tim Allen from Home Improvement, Red Foreman from That 70s Show.
Yeah, baby.
Two animated dads, Peter Griffin and Homer Simpson, also made it. I mean, over the years, they've been loyal and true to their family. Herman Munster, underrated as a dad from the Munsters. Danny Tanner from Full House, Bob Saget, Dan, John Goodman from Roseanne, Archie Bunker from All in the Family, Meathead, and I think these were not ranked in any order, but Sheriff Andy Taylor from The Andy Griffith Show.
Aw.
Happy Father's Day early in advance, everybody.
Very sweet. So Kevin Costner, single and looking to mingle after his latest divorce and already breaking hearts in his wake. One of them belongs to Jewel. Sources say that the sensitive singer is downright heartbroken after their little pairing did not work out. She thought that they had something real and refuses to chase boys, especially cowboys with commitment issues.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kevin Costner really a cowboy, or is he just part of the Dutton family?
She's probably watched Yellowstone and knows. I mean, do you want to marry into that family?
It's not going to end well.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're all about reunification today, and it looks like 6 of the 7 members of BTS, the K-pop boy band.
Yeah, I saw some of this on social media.
Oh, what you got?
What's going on? Nothing.
Okay.
No.
They've completed their mandatory military service because they have to do that over there.
Uh-huh.
So 6 of the 7, as Jungkook just wrapped it up. So Suga is the only one still serving, and he's done later this month. So line up now to get your tickets for BTS. Ready to serve you.
What? One of the girls I'm Facebook friends with is like flipping out about this.
There are... Yeah.
Yeah, like retracing their steps across America. Kind of crazy.
I mean, it's important to have a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them are good.
She's also a registered nurse, but let's just leave that there. 4th of July, just a little over 3 weeks away, but blowing up the skies is going to cost you a lot more this year. The American Pyrotechnics Association, very concerned about tariffs. Throwing off everything from supply chain issues to shutting down small businesses. As a result, they are asking for an exemption to stabilize the industry and support community celebrations. Some people that do not have a problem getting them are aspiring influencers on the TikTok. They're now blowing them up in front of people's houses to try to get reactions. And
that
could be a very bad reaction, especially here in the great state of Texas.
I guarantee you, nobody in my neighborhood will have problems finding fireworks. Going to be impossible to avoid that. Turns out we have a new name yet again. Kanye changed his name yesterday. Of course, it was Kanye, and then now it's Ye, and now it's going to be either Ye or Ye Ye. No. And then Orlando Bloom of Pirates of the Caribbean fame and the like. And speaking of Katy Perry and fireworks, they're never going to get married, by the way. Orlando Bloom reportedly has spent $13,000 on a procedure to remove microplastics from his blood.
Oh.
Of course, microplastics now, like 6 months ago, we didn't really know this word. And here we are. Now it's everywhere, and we're worried about it, and there it is. But $13,000 on a procedure Orlando Bloom spent to remove microplastics from his blood. Experts are very skeptical that this actually works. What they are certain about is that this procedure, while experimental, did indeed remove $13,000 from Orlando Bloom. So it's got that going for it.